with this KLEM Sports Update for this Saturday, July 12th. I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteg. Well, coming your way tonight here on KLEM Radio with online audio at KLEM1410.com, we're going to crown a district champion in Class 1A District 2 as the MMCRU Royals host Galen Catholic at Ed Smith Field in Marcus. You can catch all the action right here on KLEM Radio with pregame coverage beginning at 6:45, first pitch at 7 o'clock. You can also listen to the game online at KLEM1410.com. And that's not all to our sports coverage tonight, because coming your way tonight on the KLEM Radio YouTube channel with an audio-only online live stream, the Lamar's Community Softball Team, they enter the semifinal round of the regional tournament, taking on number 14 ranked Sergeant Bluff Luton, trying to avenge four regular season losses against the Warriors this year. We'll have all the action again on the KLEM Radio YouTube channel with an online audio only stream. We'll get our pregame coverage started a little bit before 7 o'clock with first pitch to follow. Again, you can find that on the KLEM Radio YouTube channel. Links are available at KLEM1410.com and are going to be posted on social media as well. That is coming up tonight also on the KLEM Radio YouTube channel with an online audio-only stream. Well, let's recap yesterday's sports action around the area. There were some makeups and some games that were moved up and all that kind of good stuff as we've been dealing with some inclement weather for these postseason games. We're going to start in baseball in Class 3A Substate 2, where Lamar's community season came to an end in five innings to number 10 ranked MOC Floyd Valley, as the Dutchman defeated the Bulldogs by a score of 10-0 in the run rule. The Bulldogs were only able to get three hits against a very good pitcher in Brooks McCarty, who will be going to play at the University of Iowa here in a couple of years. Lamar's head coach Trent Eckstein says his guys were still able to get a few base runners on, just couldn't quite string enough hits together.
There were some innings he didn't help himself. He kind of let us get a walk here and there, and not saying we hit rockets off him, but we did get a couple hits, and we had a couple innings where we had second and third in like the second or third inning there, and we didn't get it done. And you're just hoping somebody puts the ball in play, and then we got doubled up on another one. So he's a good pitcher. Guys are coming back saying they were having a little bit of problem picking up the spin on his curveball.
Those three hits were recorded by Tate Murphy, Cy Bixman, and Isaiah Tolson. Dominic McDougal gave the Bulldogs some good relief innings, going 2 1/3, allowing four hits, three runs. He struck out two batters in the loss. The Bulldogs graduate five seniors off of a 3-30 team this year. Coach Eckstein knows that the season wasn't quite what they had in mind, but each of the five seniors provided their own brand of leadership that helped lead the team through some tough times.
They showed up every day, they played hard for me. I thought this year, a few of them really stepped up, gave some good leadership for us, which I wasn't sure what they were going to give me, and they really did step up. We just had a couple unfortunate things, like, Murphy getting hurt, and, I told him at the end of the game, just like, I'm glad you came back, because, I thought I lost you to go fishing from what I was thinking, and again, it gave us a little bit of a shot in the arm.
The Bulldogs' season comes to an end with a record of 3-30. MOC Floyd Valley advances into the sub-state round, but they're going to have to wait until after today to figure out who they will play in a sub-state semifinal on Monday. That is because Spencer and Storm Lake did not finish out of that bracket yesterday in the first round, so they'll be remaking that up today. The other final scores that did complete in Class 3A Sub-State 2, it was Sergeant Bluff Luton shutting out Carroll 7-0. And Sioux Center squeaked by Boyden Hall Rock Valley by a margin of 1-0. Other baseball scores around the area in Class 3A Substate 1. Number 6 ranked Bishop Heelan beat Greene County 14-1 in 5 innings. Glenwood down Denison Schleswig 5-2. Harlan beat Atlantic 7-1, while Clark Community took down Creston 6-1. In Class 4A Substate 1, number 2 ranked Sioux City East took it to Sioux City West 19-0 in 4 innings. Sioux City North beat Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln 11-2, and it was Council Bluffs Louis Central beating Dallas Center Grimes by a margin of 3-1. And in Class 4A Substate 2, this was the only game that completed. It involved an MRAC school as Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson was shut out by 5th-ranked Waukee Northwest by a score of 9 to nothing. Let's go to the softball scoreboard from yesterday, where some region semifinals took place around the area. In Class 2A, Region 3, number 9-ranked Hinton entered the bottom of the seventh inning against Westwood, down 3-2, but tacked on two runs in that inning to walk off and survive out of the semifinal round against the Rebels. A final score of 4-3 sends Hinton into the region final. The game-winning hit came from C.J. Bader with one out and two on. She drove in Addison Dunkel in the bottom of the seventh inning that gave the Blackhawks the walk-off victory over Westwood. It was one of two RBIs and two hits for C.J. Bader, going 2-for-4 on the night. Addison Dunkel went 2-for-3, scored two runs, and drove in a run in the victory. Becca Lars went 1-for-3 with a double and a run scored. And Kayla Cypersma was pretty solid in the circle, five innings, allowing four hits, an unearned run, and she struck out three batters as Hinton will move on to face off with number 3-ranked West Lyon. The Wildcats had no problem defeating Ridgeview by a score of 11-1 in four innings, so Hinton will head up toward Western Lyon County to take on the Wildcats in a region final coming up on Monday night. In Class 1A Region 3, the Kingsley Pearson Panthers, they certainly improved their score against number 6-ranked Newell Fonda from later in the regular season when they lost to the Mustangs 16-0. However, the Panthers could not get by a good Newell Fonda squad. The Mustangs beat the Panthers 7-2 last night after KP actually got the scoring started in the top of the first inning, but then would fall behind 5-1 going into the fifth, and ultimately just did not have enough firepower. And the Panthers season comes to an end against Newell Fonda. But KP does not have very many seniors, so that's a team that's going to be hungry to make some noise again next year. Also in that bracket, Class 1A Region 3, it was Woodbine beating Glidden-Ralston 11-1 in four innings. In Class 2A Region 6, number 15-ranked West Monona shut out Griswold 6-0, and MVAOCOU saw their season come to an end against number 6 Trainer by a score of 8-2. Also, Class 1A Region 7, those matchups, including Akron, Westfield, and Remsen St. Mary's, they're going to take place tonight as they were not able to get going yesterday. Let's also take a look at some opening round scores in Class 4A and 5A. In Lamar's region, in Class 4A Region 4, MOC Floyd Valley rolled past Bishop Heelan 10-0 in six innings. The Dutch will head to Adel today in a region semifinal against Adel DeSoto Minburn. In Class 5A Region 1, a high-scoring contest as Council Bluffs' Thomas Jefferson took down Sioux City West 11-7. And in Class 5A Region 4, Council Bluffs' Abe Lincoln beat Sioux City North 8-6. All of those postseason scores, they can be found on our website at KLEM1410.com. Well, let's take a look now at the sports schedule for today. We'll first run down the softball docket in Class 4A Region 4, Lamar's Communities at Sergeant Bluff Luton. A reminder, we are broadcasting that game not on over-the-air radio. We're going to broadcast it on an audio-only YouTube stream. You can find links to that on social media, on our sports broadcast schedule page, or just by searching KLEM Radio on YouTube. It'll be one of the first things that pops out for you. That is how you can listen to Lamar's Communities softball tonight. Also in Class 4A Region 4, MOC Floyd Valley's at ADM. As we mentioned earlier, the matchups in Class 1A Region 7 will be played tonight. That features Remsen St. Mary's at Akron Westfield and North Union at Fort Dodge St. Edmund. In Class 3A Region 4, Unity Christian's at Missouri Valley. Greene County is at PCM. In Class 3A Region 6, Boynton Hall Rock Valley's at Esterville Lincoln Central. Sioux Center is at Algona. In Class 4A Region 7, it's Boone at Storm Lake. Spencer at North Polk. Class 5A Region 1, Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson's at Waukee Northwest, while Indianola's at Ottumwa. And in Class 5A Region 4, Sioux City East is at Waukee, while Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln is at West Des Moines Valley. Baseball district finals around the area in Class 1A District 1, Remsen St. Mary's will look to get back to the sub-state final, hosting Woodbury Central. In Class 1A District 2, we will be crowning that champion on our airwaves tonight, Galen Catholic at MMCRU. In District district final baseball. Coverage will start at 6:45. First pitch at 7 from Marcus. Catch that contest right here on KLEM Radio or online at KLEM1410.com. Class 2A District 1, Pocahontas Area is at Unity Christian. In 2A District 2, Estherville Lincoln Central's at Forest City. In Class 2A District 3, Central Lyon is at West Lyon. And in Class 2A District 4, it's Okoboji at Spirit Lake. While in Class 3A Substate 2 in baseball, Storm Lake and Spencer will resume their contest that was suspended last night. Well, for more sports news, check out our website, KLEM1410.com. Follow us on Twitter at KLEM Sports. Tune in tonight either to Lamar's Community Softball on an audio-only, YouTube-only stream. You can listen to the game there. It will not be broadcast over the radio, but we still wanted to give you a way to listen to it somehow. But on the airwaves tonight here on KLEM, Galen Catholic at MMCRU in the district final will be on the air at 6:45. Both games will start at 7 o'clock. Whether you're listening on the KLEM Radio YouTube channel or listening on air, we'll hope you join us for some outstanding postseason in baseball and softball tonight here on KLEM. This has been your Saturday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Verstegen.